Welcome to The Cat Lady, the show where people opine about felines. I'm Lana, the Cat Lady, and each episode I invite a person I think is awesome to react about cats. Cat lover, cat hater, or cat agnostic. I'm curious what makes them tick.
My guest today wanted a dog in childhood, but got a cat instead. This cat, Pounce, ended up becoming something of a sibling. After we recorded this episode, Pounce's health took a sharp turn, and she seems to be near the end of her life. So it was special that Perna and I had the time to reflect on it.
It's great. I'm so excited to have you here.
I'm excited to be here.
Thanks for joining to talk about cats. So tell me about your first memory of a cat.
Okay, so I think my first memory, and I don't know if you consider a lion a cat.
Oh yeah.
But I'm gonna have to say, yeah, I mean, it's a family, right? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to say the Lion King, just because that was my favorite movie. Might still be one of my favorite movies. Yeah. And I probably watched it like a million times throughout childhood. So I think that's definitely like my first, probably like childhood memory of a cat. And then I got a cat when I was 8. So who is still alive today? I'm sure we'll dive into her life and her experience. So that was like my first memory of like a real, no, I lied. Before I got my cat, my friend, her mom had like 3 cats in their house. And I remember whenever we would go for play dates, the house just had a very, very distinct smell of cat and litter and stuff like that. So that's maybe my other like real life sensory experience.
But you've blocked that out.
I just remembered it right now.
Oh no.
Thank you for
we're undoing your years of therapy around that.
Yeah,
memory.
Seriously, I guess so.
Sorry, Perna.
No, but I guess this lady who was, you know, my mom's friend and she would take care of us and stuff like that, she sort of like reminded me of cats. And she had 3 cats and like her house smelled like cats, and she would always wear like cheetah print. She would always wear like cheetah print and leopard print, and like she was very like funky. So I, like, she in and of herself sort of reminded me of a cat.
Oh, wow. She was committed to this thing.
Yeah, she really just really liked cats. And then, yeah, and then after that, I actually, like, our family got a cat. And then that was, whenever I think about cats now, I guess I think of Pounce, my little first pet, who's been alive for, we got her in 1998, so
wow.
Many years. So, yeah, I mean, let me know if you want me to tell you about her.
Of course. I mean, a cat that's been alive since 1998.
Yeah.
This is a legend cat.
Yeah, she is a legend. I named her after a Beanie Baby because that was a thing in 1998.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had, like, all the cat Beanie Babies. And so I actually have always, I had always wanted a dog. And so a little bit about me, I grew up in Australia. I don't know if you knew this about me actually, but I grew up in Australia from when I was really little. Like, I was actually born in India and then we moved, like there's like a lot of different moves, but from like 2 to age 8, I was in Australia. Then we moved to New Jersey. And there was some point in Australia where I was like, I want a dog. But then we were moving and they were like, okay, we'll get you a dog. My parents, and I'm an only child, they were like, we'll get you a dog when we move to the States. So we moved to the States and I'm like, okay, great. We're here. Let's get a dog. Like, I was like super set on the dog thing. And then my dad called us, or maybe came home one day from work. And he said, you know, somebody at work's cat had kittens, and there were pictures. And this was like still pictures, right? Like, there were no iPhones or anything, like, of these like adorable little kittens. And he was like, do you want one? And like, you can't really wave an adorable kitten picture to like an 8-year-old kid and say, do you want one? And have the kid say no, right? So I was like, yeah, like, but I confirmed, like, I was like, I want this cat because it's really cute, but I also want a dog. Is that still part of the plan? probably less eloquently because I was like eight, right? but I distinctly remember them saying like, yes, well, like the dog's still part of the plan. Like, we'll just do the cat, you know, because it's convenient or whatever. I don't even know why they wanted a cat. So lo and behold, we brought Pounce home. And I, as a kid, didn't really understand, like, again, I wanted a dog. So I didn't really understand that cats, like, aren't dogs. So I would, like, try to, like, play with her or, like, walk her, yeah, like, stuff like that. And it doesn't really work. So she was actually, she has, like, you know, typical cat behavior. Like, she's, like, interested sometimes and, like, not interested other times. Mm-hmm. And as a kid, she just, like, destroyed me. Like, she would, like, bite my ankles and, like, have scars on my body because she would scratch me because I would try to, like, hold her down. Like, I didn't understand.
Oh, my gosh.
As a kid. So it probably, like, contributed to some of her trauma, I suppose.
Wait. I just want to make sure I'm hearing that you were the one being bitten, scratched, and scarred. But you're processing the cat's trauma?
Yeah, somehow.
help me out here.
Yeah. No, because she would do this because me and, like, my little kid friends would sort of, like, torture her and, like, chase her and stuff like that. So she would retaliate on us.
Oh, now it comes out.
Yeah, yeah. So, but, you know, obviously I got more attuned to how she would like to be pet and stuff like that later on when I got a little bit older. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and my dad has always just been, like, super into the cat. Like, I think because he got her and she was, you know, like, his baby. Mm-hmm. I will say that Pounce was really upset a lot when we were to travel, because we travel. I mean, we would leave the house sometimes, and she was cool with, like, when I went to school and when my parents went to work and stuff like that. But when it was, like, suitcases were out, she would get really stressed. Like, she was really stressed as a cat. so she, you know, like, when we would have to, like, not take the suitcases out until we were, like, just about to leave to avoid any stress. And then we would have neighbors come and, like, feed her and hang with her, like, a couple times a day during trips. Yeah.
You were very stress aware of this cat.
Yeah. Well, the one time we left, we dropped her off at that lady's house with the other cats, and she was just, like, hated her life. So we realized, like, okay, when we leave, she would rather just stay in her own space and, like, make sure someone comes to, like, feed her and give her a little bit of attention. Mm-hmm. And we named her Pounce because she was, like, very spunky as a kitten and would, like, jump on everything and destroy the sofas, and, like, it was like her house. But now, because she's so old, she is, like, the cutest, cuddliest little thing. She has arthritis in her knee, and she's, like, seriously just, like, an old, like, frail lady. Like, she used to at one point be, like, a little bit chubby, and now she's totally, like, almost skin and bones. I mean, she eats, they feed her a lot. They actually feed her, like, more than they used to, just because they're like, please eat. But she's an old lady now, and she and my dad have this, like, very special bond because he's retired, so they hang out all day, you know? So she'll, like, come and, like, ask to sit on his lap and stuff like that, which I find to be really cute. So, yeah, it's been interesting to see the entire life cycle of a cat, mm-hmm. which I find to be, I don't know. I feel like that's why I feel like I potentially could be a cat therapist, because I feel like I get it a little bit.
It's true. End to end, nothing surprises you.
Right.
Exactly. And you have the human element too.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what it's like as
yeah,
as the child, as the middle schooler.
Exactly.
What were your teenage years like?
That's a good question, because I think there was, like, points in time where I didn't, like, pay that much attention to her. Like, I was definitely, like, really bitter about not having a dog.
So you never got a dog?
Well, funny enough, I just got a dog, like, 2 months ago. Not even. Yeah, I guess 2 months ago. So yeah, like my dream has like been fulfilled after all these years. And it's funny because I'm married now and I'm, you know, I don't live at my parents' house or anything anymore. Mm-hmm. So I had to kind of like take it upon myself. But I always am like, you guys promised me that you would get me a dog and you just got me a cat. It's not the same. And I mean, I still like cats. I just like love dogs.
Yeah.
And I never had a dog, but I just like have always just had this love for them.
Well, where did that come from?
I have no idea. From the beginning of remembering my life, I feel like I've just always been like, I need or I want a dog. I'm sure it's because I've had like friends that had dogs and I like animals. Like mm-hmm. I was never a fearful child that like would shy away from animals. Like I would always like want to pet them and play with them. And I guess it was just the idea of like, I wanted some being that I guess I could interact with. Maybe it's from being an only child. Like, I'm like, I didn't have a sibling. Like, I just wanted someone to like play with or something to play with, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I thought that like maybe a dog would like fill that sense of playfulness,
mm-hmm.
Which it totally does now that I have one at age 30. maybe not the same as like age 8, but still filling my fantasy, fulfilling my fantasy. I just find it interesting. I mean, Pounce, I'm grateful and it's like, it's crazy that I feel like she's been alive for this long, but I almost feel like it's like, I don't want to like wish anything upon her or whatever, but it feels like it's like sort of towards the end of her life. And then like, it's a new life for, a new pet in my life, which is interesting because I feel mm-hmm. like she wouldn't have been able, I mean, we tried, like she wouldn't have been able to handle a pet if we had gotten a dog or something else, like when she was a bit younger. So now that, you know, I'm not there, I don't know if they'll meet because I don't know if it would stress her out or stress the dog out. It would be interesting to have them meet at some point, just like take a photo with my siblings, my pet siblings. Although I kind of think of Luna, my dog, as my child more so than my sibling.
Mm-hmm.
I think of Pounce as my sibling.
And I mean, let's be honest, you'd be making a point to your parents.
100%. Yeah. I'm still upset with them about that. I made it very clear too. Uh-huh. especially when I got the dog, I was like, see, this is because you never got me one.
I took care of this myself.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been a journey with the dog. I mean, she's a puppy and it's like a really interesting, obviously, time to have a puppy because you can't fully socialize and.
Right. What's the dog's name?
Her name is Luna.
Oh, Luna. Tell us about Luna.
She's amazing. She's a Shih Tzu. So Shih Tzu mixed with a poodle. So she's literally like a teddy bear that's alive.
Oh my gosh.
So she's really cute. Yeah. And she's, you know, she's exploring. She's a little bit scared of New York City and the noises and the people and like all the different sensory experiences, you know, because they can hear really well. So if there's some siren like really far away, she can hear it and perks up and is like, what is going on? But I think she'll start to get used to it. Mm-hmm. She is, you know, the first couple of times we walked her in the city, she was just like shaking and she couldn't really handle the like sensory overload. So we would just do like half a block. And now we're starting to be able to walk her around a little bit more. She's a little bit more curious. So it's really fun to see her grow. And just the playfulness thing, like she, it's like the opposite of Pounce. Like she wants to be cuddled and she wants to be, get her belly rubbed and she wants to play fetch and she wants to just be like near us and hang out and definitely naps and stuff like that. But she's not really the type of dog. I mean, not right now, because I think she's a puppy and needs a lot of attention, but she's not really the type of dog that wants to do her own thing like Pounce was
mm-hmm.
or is. So that's been really interesting and exciting for me. Granted, I am spending a lot of time and like attention on her, but I think at this time it's also been like kind of a good distraction for my husband and I also. And we've been able to give her a lot of attention to train and, you know, help her grow in ways that if we were not in this pandemic or not like staying home, we might be a little bit less attentive. So I think it's actually good for her development mm-hmm. to get a lot of attention.
Is anything surprising you? I mean, you looked forward to this for so long and imagined getting a dog, and now you have Luna.
I know. I mean, I tell Vic, my husband, all the time, I'm like, I still can't believe it's true. Like, sometimes I just look at her and like how cute she is, and she might be like chilling on the couch or whatever she's doing. And I'm just like, we have a dog. Like, this is our dog. This is amazing. I guess, you know, the attachment thing is really interesting because I definitely, like, you know, it's almost like be careful what you wish for. Like, I was like, I want a dog that's like super interactive and like wants to play, and she is like that, but she's also very attached, right? So like if I go to the bathroom, she's like, where are you going? And I'm like, I'll be right back. And she's like, no, you have to stay here. So that is a little bit interesting and a little more difficult to deal with. And I think that, you know, the flip side of us being home all the time is it could create some sort of, you know, separation anxiety and that kind of stuff. So we're trying to be really mindful of that and find ways to still train her to be independent and self-sufficient and like manage when we're not around. But it's harder, right? Because you can't just like, we're not going to work and we're not like leaving the house for hours and hours on end without her. So she's not like used to that at all. So that's definitely interesting. Like, I knew that the dog wouldn't be as independent as the cat was. The reality of like living through that is definitely a little bit different than what I had imagined. But it really does feel like a dream come true. Like, I feel like a little kid that like got a puppy for Christmas. Like, I every Christmas with my husband, like literally will open my eyes and be like, did you get me a puppy? And he's always like, no, I didn't. And I'll be like, oh, like if we open presents or something, like I'll like pretend that there's like a puppy like in a box. Like, I'll open a box and like pretend there's a puppy, and I'm like, oh my God, you got me a puppy. Like, I've been so
So it's really good for everybody that you
yeah,
finally got a
exactly.
dog.
Yeah. Now I can shut up about it. Yeah. Seriously. And he's like, this is also your Christmas present. We're gonna put Luna in a box and give it to you on Christmas. I don't know. I must have gotten that from like a movie or something. It's not like we do like any big sort of, you know, sort of like we just do Christmas as like, you know, just as the cultural thing. Not even, we're not Christian or anything, but it's just, I must have gotten that from like a Hallmark movie or something, like puppy in a box. And I'm like, oh, I want that. Like, getting attached to the idea of like, you know, I don't know. I always felt like I need a puppy as a gift. So I feel happy. I see her as a gift, you know? Like, I see her as a blessing.
I mean, wow, this is a huge point in your life. You are moving forward.
Oh, 100%. It's like, yeah, one of these things that is going to be etched in my memory forever.
Did your husband grow up with pets?
No, it's actually funny. Like, he's not like anti pets, but he's also not like into pets. Like, he's just sort of like whatever about them. And his brother got a dog about a year ago, and that's when I was really like, oh my God, like somebody else in the family has a dog, like we have to get a dog. And it actually took him a while to get on board with the idea, because there's a, you know, I mean, a dog is, it's di again, it's different than a cat, right? Like, a cat just chills and like you can go to work and it's, you don't have to like worry about it. You don't have to walk the cat or whatever. You can leave food out and it's like less, you know, they're not gonna, I mean, they might destroy your house, but I don't know, a dog feels a little bit more, you have to think about it a lot more in terms of fitting into your lifestyle. So that was sort of a bigger thing and a bigger conversation that we had to work through. We just got married in November. So we had a destination wedding. So we were like, we can't get this dog before this because it makes no sense. Like, we're going to be traveling and we don't want to have just a puppy at home. And everybody that we would potentially ask to care for the dog is coming with us to the wedding. So, you know, we didn't want to do that. And then we thought we were going to be traveling because we were supposed to go on a honeymoon. That didn't pan out because of all this COVID stuff. So, it sort of worked out timing wise. Like, we were thinking of getting the dog at some point this year. It worked out timing wise just because there were so many things that were going on, and a lot of people like had to give up dogs or weren't able to pick up dogs or whatever the case may be. So actually, it's kind of a funny story. I don't know if I mentioned this, but I'm a meditation teacher and I'm like very aligned with spiritual practice. So mm-hmm. Vic and I always sort of we like think about things, but we also wait for like confirmation from the universe. Mm-hmm. So it was like at the beginning of all the COVID stuff starting to happen in the city, just the beginning of things starting to get locked down and people trying to understand what was going on. And we were like, okay, it was a really rainy day, but we had been inside all day. And I was like, let's just go for a walk just to clear our heads and like de-stress a little bit, even though it's raining, like let's put on our rain boots and let's put, let's grab umbrellas, whatever. So we went for a walk. We were talking about getting a dog. I had seen, you're going to just really understand how crazy I am about this dog thing. I had been for like a year or over a year in like all these dog groups on Facebook. Because mm-hmm. I'm nuts. And earlier in the day, I had seen a post about someone not being able to get their dog due to all the pandemic stuff, and that there was a dog available in New York, and it seemed to be pretty aligned to like what we wanted. And there was a $100 deposit that was required for it. So I'm thinking about this. I'm talking to Vic about it. I say, let's go for a walk. It's the rainy day. Okay, so we're back to the story. We're walking, it's pouring, just talking about like, maybe this is a good time. Like, actually we might be able to fit it in. Like, we're not gonna be doing travel this year. We're home, all these things, right? And then we were gonna turn to go back to our place. And then I was like, let's just go one more block. We're walking and literally in a puddle, I find $100 bill on the street.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I'm not even kidding. Like $100 bill. I was like, this is crazy. Like, first of all, who finds $100 like ever?
Like, who has a $100 bill?
Who has $100 bill like in the middle of COVID, like on the street in a puddle? Like, I was like, this is a sign from the universe. Like, we have to get this dog. It is, the universe literally gave us the money. To put the deposit, like, and like an hour before I had seen this, it was exactly $100. Like, it was just really weird. And I was like, okay. And then, and that was sort of when Vic was like on board too. Cause he's like, okay, if the universe is telling me that if this is right, then it's right. You know? Mm-hmm. So that was sort of like the magic of how that came to be. It just, you know, it all sort of lined up and we decided to make a little trip out of going to get her, because it was still about like 7 hours away. Mm-hmm. And we ended up staying up in this country house in the Finger Lakes for a while. We were supposed to just go there as a stop to rest before we picked her up and then bring her back. But then all this stuff happened and we ended up staying there. So she thinks that is her real house. And now that we're back in the city, she's like, what is this weird place that's really noisy?
Aww.
you know, but...
Yeah. What was it like when you saw her for the first time?
Oh, it's really interesting. Yeah, like I think I mean, it's also a really difficult time, right? So we're very stressed because you have to go into somebody's home and, you know, interact with humans, and we're not really, you know, supposed to really be doing that. So we were trying to navigate like being 6 feet apart, wearing gloves, mm-hmm. wearing masks, like,
oh yeah, weird,
you know, like disinfecting and whatever. So that was, it was just like, we were coming into the situation with a little bit of stress. Of course, I want to say like it was love at first sight and like it was an instant bond, but that wasn't actually the case. I definitely was like, wow, she's like really cute. But she was like not into us. Like, she was playing, her mom was there. So she was like just playing with her mom and like her dog mom. And you know, like the other dogs in the litter, and there was like a lot of barking. There were like a lot of dogs around, and I was like a little bit overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. So it didn't, like the first moment of seeing her, I wasn't like, oh my God, my dream. I felt like that way when she was sitting in my lap in the car. That's when I was like, oh my God, I have a dog. This is amazing. mm-hmm. It was funny because I thought that I would be like that. Vic had that experience with her more. Like when we went in, he saw the dog and he was like, oh my God, this is our dog. Like, mm-hmm. I love her. And I mean, of course, I was like into her, but I was just, I think it was like overloaded with a lot of different like types of anxiety and stuff like that. So I needed to just like have my moment alone with her, like outside of like other dogs and other people, to feel like, okay, she's mine. But it's funny because she, I think that car ride had her really bond to me. Because she's like way more into me than she is into my husband. Interesting that she, like, I'm like her favorite. It's like she kind of, I feel like she knows that like she's my dog, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's so interesting because in that moment of seeing her, there was so much more going on for you.
Yeah.
There was so much loaded into finally having a dog.
Yeah. Yeah. It didn't like hit me right away.
Yeah. Yeah. Now she can feel what that means.
Yeah, I think so. I think she knows, like, she's just as into me as I'm into her. It's like this, it's a very deep bond.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. It's so sweet. And I don't think everyone is so attuned to other creatures. Even Pounce was not great. But you're still so sensitive to like the stress levels and the environment. And now with Luna, you're so connected.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think the reason why I have all these scratches on my body and stuff is because I was not, you know, I wasn't into, or I wasn't attuned at that time. I think it's hard, especially as a kid, you're a little more like egocentric. I think all the spiritual and personal work, it carries over. And I do a lot of meditations that invoke feelings of compassion to all beings. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm also, I don't know if you believe in this kind of stuff, but I'm also a Taurus and I was born on Earth Day and I feel like it's sort of innate within me to be attuned to like the rhythms of the earth and its creatures and its living things. So that's just sort of who I am as a person. Mm. And I think that's why I wanted an animal, because having a dog will continue to help me elevate my experience of compassion towards other beings. Because mm-hmm. it definitely was the case with a cat, but I feel like with a dog, I don't know, it's almost like another person, right? Because they have such a, they're a little bit more emotional than cats, I think. So I was like, I feel like if I understand, if I can like really understand like what this being is going through, it's going to open up my heart in even a bigger way towards other people, but also just towards all beings. And it's really interesting that just about a month before we got Luna, we decided to transition to being vegetarian. I mean, I haven't even, like, we haven't looked back. Like, I've always sort of wanted to be vegetarian for different reasons, and I've, like, tried it and haven't been successful and like sort of like dabbled in and out. We were erring on the side of eating plant-based more often anyway, but we still had meat. And then about a month before, we just were like, let's just stop, like, for the humanity reasons and mostly also because of the environmental reasons and the carbon footprint and all that kind of stuff. And I almost feel like somehow like having Luna, I don't know, confirms that that's a good decision, or that like this is an animal that I'm not eating. Like, why would I eat other animals? Because other animals probably have these like similar experiences and emotions and feelings, especially if they're being like killed for meat, for human, like, it just, to me, I'm like, it almost just like confirms that like that's so inhumane. And I'm not trying to be judgmental to anybody. Like, everyone's on their own path, and it took me many years to sort of come to this. But for me, it just like solidified that that was a good decision, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so interesting to hear how all of these different threads of your life and your family and building this new future with Vic, how it's all come together with Luna.
It feels, that feels true. Like, I got chills when you said that, because it feels really true. Like, it feels like, it's really interesting because I just turned 30 and it feels like, I don't know, like one chapter closed and another one's opening up. Mm-hmm. And Luna is almost like the symbol of that, which is really nice. Mm-hmm.
So I would ask you though, before we wrap up, If you were attending a cat conference, how would you introduce yourself?
Wait, can I clarify? Am I talking to cats or am I talking to humans?
Oh, this can be anything.
Because I guess when I thought cat conference, I just like literally pictured all the cats.
All the cats. And you thought, I would not be there.
And I'm like, I don't know. They might eat me. I guess I picture it almost like going back to the Lion King. Like, uh-huh. I feel like I would be Rafiki.
Uh-huh.
And I would hold up Luna and like maybe sing something. Like the circle of life or something, and just have everyone come together in some sort of a beautiful singing, chanting. But I must be holding up Luna like they hold up Simba in the first scene of The Lion King. Because I think that would make everything full circle. And pounds could be on my side.
Here you go.